You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Knicks up 3-1 after beating the Celtics again last night. And they're one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Jerry Recco is back with all the highlights and post-game sound. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And yeah, early on, it certainly seemed like Boston was cruising and crushing it. And if you were driving around in Boston, you heard Sean Grandy.
Richard this time sets the screen. Now puts Towns in front of Tatum. 4 seconds to go. Tatum going to shoot this one. Steps to his left. It's in the air, and it's another three. What are they going to say now?
Well, that was a little premature because at that point things were looking good, but well, in the end,
final seconds, Pritchard stepping to his left, Brunson sails five, Pritchard misses a three, rebound Mitchell Robinson, and the New York Knickerbockers, 25 years from their last appearance in the conference finals, will head to TD Garden on Wednesday night with a 3-1 lead and possibly get a Celtics team without Jason Tatum.
Oh, it certainly does.
We outside.
True. That is all true. Again, Sean Grady.
They were outside last night, boy.
Well, not only were they, but how about the FDNY got in the mix as well? They shut down 7th Avenue.
You know what it is? Man. It's good to be happy, man. Just don't break anything, blow anything up.
I don't think they did.
Don't crash. And just celebrate, man. Everybody should be happy.
New
this
York
is a great
fans
day.
Do it the right way.
I hope so. I hope they do, and I hope they continue to do that, and I hope the Knicks continue to give us all a reason to wake up on a Tuesday morning after a late night and be just totally jacked.
I mean, it has been a long time we've had good sirens like that, right?
Yes.
Those are good sirens.
Yes, they are. You know, the intro to this, in the previous series against the Magic, you know, Jason Tatum missed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he got hurt and he missed the game. And the Kristaps Porzingis now was inserted in the starting lineup, and he played a lot against the Magic in that one game. And the Celtics won 109-100 in Boston. I think it was game two.
Game two.
So it's not like, you know, look, this is still a very good team.
It's over.
They still have a lot of good players.
Series is over. It's 3-1.
You got to take it seriously. You got to take it one possession.
You do. I don't.
One
it's
quarter,
over.
One mm-hmm. half, one game.
The Knicks won the series last night, as I actually predicted they would.
No, you did say that yesterday. If they win, if they win last night, you said that they would win the series.
Yep.
But you're a Nets fan. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, no one cares what you think about the Nets, so it's all good. I still think the series is over, and if it's not, that would suck. Here was Jalen Brunson on ESPN. So they severely outplayed Boston in the second half. What changed during the break?
I don't know. Just found a way to make plays and get us going. And we just got one more.
And here's why you love this guy. He was sitting at the podium or the table, post-game table, with Bridges next to him. And this was the question and answer back and forth, talking about the ESPN interview on the court, and then he went a little further.
And maybe I'm wrong here, but were you trying to get him to do your ESPN interview with you, too? At the end, it looked like you were maybe trying to get his attention. No?
I was actually telling everyone that to get off the court. I was like, it's nothing to celebrate.
Right. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, it's so exactly right. I'm trying to tell you guys the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't play. Yeah, from what I'm watching, exactly. Series is over.
But right. You guys just got to relax, man.
Here's Carl.
I've never been more relaxed, actually, to be honest with you. Up 3-1. This is the best. I'm relaxed, finally. And Tatum's out. Are you kidding me?
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it win by 30. Here's Carl Anthony Towns talking about the crowd.
Jesus. These fans have been special all year, and they, when you got the fans we have, when you have a city that's supporting you the way our city does, you know, anything's possible. And it's because of them that, you know, we enjoy and we have such a joy in our hearts coming to work every day.
Joy in our hearts.
You know, the one thing, you know, he can't jump.
He doesn't have to.
I know, but I'm just saying he can't jump.
I, you know, and people, there's a...
He got big, long arms, but he can't jump.
He's got... The way he finishes around the rim is ridiculous.
He's thick.
He's very good.
See his bottom half, Jerry?
Yeah.
He's thick.
I
see. Kind of like Paul Skeens. Watching Paul Skeens last night, he looks like Tom Seaver from the waist down. But those thighs and that ass, no wonder why he's so good.
And Matt Harvey was there, too. He also had a similar build. And they kept showing him in the suite. Know. He did. You used to talk about Matt Harvey's ass all the time.
Yeah, he had a lower thick half, too, yeah.
Matt Harvey's in training to be the next John Franco, be at every single New York sporting event. John's going to pass the torch at some point.
He's in training?
Oh, yeah, he's with him all the time. See, I follow John on Instagram. Yes. I don't think you do. And those guys are together constantly. And I think John's training them to pass the torch. Be like, at some point, I can't go to all these games, Matt. You're going to have to pick up the slack and get all these free tickets that I'm giving up. I'm getting older.
Everybody, it's not just Met games. It's everything.
Oh, it's everything. Rangers, yes. Knicks, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So the Knicks win. They're up 3-1. They can close things out tomorrow. As for the Tatum injury, here was Jaylen Brown, the mood in the locker room. It certainly does not look good or promising that Tatum will play again in the series, but who knows?
Obviously, JT, everybody's concerned with him. But tonight, defensively, our defense let us down. Just no resistance.
And here was one more from Brown. So now what?
Get ready for the next one. Get ready to fight. Get ready to come out on our home floor and do what we need to do. That's the goal. It's still the goal. We got enough in this locker room. So I believe in my guys.
You don't. It's over.
I'll tell you, Porzingis played 34 minutes in that game against the Orlando Magic where Tatum was hurt. I wonder if he has the stamina to do that now.
Yeah, and his jersey also wasn't in the freezer in that series.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. So when he missed those final two free throws, what were you thinking?
Maloney bars. That's what I was thinking. Creamy Japanese strawberry.
No, South Korean.
South from Korean from a Japanese wet market.
No, not from the
wet. I was thinking about creamy strawberry frozen dairy desserts.
That's what I was thinking of.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.